This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. How a Goldman Sachs acronym became the institutional framework for the Global South's challenge to United States-led unipolarity, and why its internal divisions constrain how far it can go. The paper covers the period from 2001 to present. It has 13 timeline entries. The timeline includes 13 entries graded as fact. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is from acronym to institution, from 2001 to 2012. November 2001. Jim O'Neill coins BRIC at Goldman Sachs, an investment thesis, not a political project. British economist Jim O'Neill, then head of global economic research at Goldman Sachs, published Global Economic Paper No. 66, Building Better Global Economic BRICs, on November 30, 2001. The paper argued that Brazil, Russia, India, and China would collectively rival the G6 economies within four decades, and that global institutions needed to be rebalanced accordingly. This entry is graded as fact. June 2009, first BRIC summit held in Yekaterinburg, political bloc formally constituted. The inaugural BRIC summit took place in Yekaterinburg, Russia, on June 16, 2009, attended by the leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, and China. The meeting produced the Yekaterinburg Declaration and a BRIC action plan, focusing on reform of international financial institutions and greater voice for developing economies. This entry is graded as fact. December 2010, South Africa admitted, BRIC becomes BRICS. South Africa was formally admitted to the group on December 24, 2010, following a Chinese-led push to include an African voice. The group was renamed BRICS. South Africa's economy was significantly smaller than the other four members, but its inclusion reflected a deliberate political choice to represent the African continent and signal that BRICS was a geopolitical project beyond the original investment thesis. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is building parallel architecture, from 2013 to 2022. July 2014, New Development Bank and Contingent Reserve Arrangement founded at Fortaleza. At the 6th BRICS Summit in Fortaleza, Brazil, the five member states signed the agreement establishing the New Development Bank, NDB, capitalized at United States $50 billion, to finance infrastructure and sustainable development in emerging economies. This entry is graded as fact. 2018, BRICS GDP PPP overtakes G7 for the first time. By 2018, the combined gross domestic product of BRICS member states, measured by purchasing power parity, exceeded that of the G7 for the first time. By 2024, the gap had widened. BRICS held approximately 35% of world GDP, PPP, against the G7's 30%, while the BRICS share of world population stood at around 45% compared to the G7's 10%. This entry is graded as fact. 2022, more than 20 countries formally apply for BRICS membership. By 2022, more than 20 countries had formally applied or expressed interest in joining BRICS, including Algeria, Argentina, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belarus, Bolivia, Cuba, Egypt, Ethiopia, Honduras, Indonesia, Iran, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Nigeria, Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Thailand, UAE, and Venezuela. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is the expansion era and Western response, from 2023 to 2026. August 2023, Johannesburg Summit invites 6 new members, the largest expansion in BRICS history. The 15th BRICS Summit, hosted by South Africa in Johannesburg, invited 6 countries to join the bloc from January 1, 2024, Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. This entry is graded as fact. December 2023. Argentina's Milei declines membership, a direct rebuff of the bloc's political direction. In a letter to all BRICS members dated December 22, 2023, Argentina's newly inaugurated president Javier Milei formally declined the invitation extended at Johannesburg, stating he did not consider it appropriate for Argentina to join. Milei, a self-described libertarian and anarcho-capitalist, had been elected in November 2023 on a platform of Western alignment and market liberalization. This entry is graded as fact. January 2024. Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, UAE join, Saudi Arabia delays. Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates formally joined BRICS on January 1, 2024, bringing membership to 9. Saudi Arabia, which had been invited alongside the other 5 at Johannesburg, announced it was still considering the matter and did not join immediately. This entry is graded as fact. November 2024. Trump threatens 100% tariffs on BRICS countries over dollar abandonment. On November 30, 2024, United States President-elect Donald Trump posted on Truth Social demanding that BRICS countries commit to neither creating a new BRICS currency nor backing any currency to replace the United States dollar, or face 100% tariffs and lose access to the United States market. The idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over, Trump wrote. This entry is graded as fact. January 2025. Saudi Arabia and Indonesia join. BRICS reaches 10 full members. Saudi Arabia formally joined BRICS in January 2025, ending nearly a year of deliberation. Indonesia joined on January 6, 2025, becoming the 10th full member and the first Southeast Asian state in the bloc. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto had prioritized BRICS membership shortly after taking office in October 2024, reversing the hesitancy of his predecessor Joko Widodo. This entry is graded as fact. Early 2025. De-dollarization, national currency trade grows, but common currency remains unrealized. By early 2025, Russia reported that approximately 90% of its trade within BRICS was conducted in national currencies. China's cross-border interbank payment system, CIPS, had expanded to 1,467 indirect participants across 119 countries, providing a yuan-based alternative to SWIFT. A prototype of BRICS Pay, a proposed unified cross-border payment system, was demonstrated in Moscow in October 2024. This entry is graded as fact. July 2025. Rio de Janeiro Summit. Multilateralism Declaration. No de-dollarization progress. The 17th BRICS Summit, held in Rio de Janeiro on July 6-7, 2025, under Brazil's presidency, produced a 31-page joint declaration titled Strengthening Global South Cooperation for More Inclusive and Sustainable Governance. The declaration called for reform of the United Nations Security Council, the IMF, and the World Bank, and set climate finance demands on developed countries. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: economic weight without strategic cohesion. BRICS' most striking paradox is that its economic weight has grown faster than its capacity for collective action. It now represents a larger share of world GDP PPP than the G7, yet it cannot agree on a common currency, a unified payment system, or even a coordinated response to major crises. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: expansion as strength and as dilution. The rapid expansion from 5 to 10 full members between 2023 and 2025 simultaneously strengthened BRICS' claim to represent the global South and complicated its decision-making. A bloc that now includes Iran and Saudi Arabia, which do not have diplomatic relations, alongside India and China, which fought a border war in 2020, faces a structural challenge in achieving the consensus required for meaningful joint action. The 2025 Rio Summit's mild outcomes are partly a product of this breadth. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: the dollar's structural advantage. De-dollarization is BRICS' most discussed and least delivered aspiration. The NDB still issues most bonds in United States dollars, BRICS Pay remains a prototype. The contingent reserve arrangement has never been activated in a crisis. The reason is structural. The dollar's dominance rests not on political preference, but on the depth and liquidity of United States financial markets, the dollar's role in commodity pricing, and the absence of a credible alternative with equivalent network effects. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: economic weight without strategic cohesion. BRICS' most striking paradox is that its economic weight has grown faster than its capacity for collective action. It now represents a larger share of world GDP PPP than the G7, yet it cannot agree on a common currency, a unified payment system, or even a coordinated response to major crises. The paper's interpretation turns on this point: expansion as strength and as dilution. The rapid expansion from 5 to 10 full members between 2023 and 2025 simultaneously strengthened BRICS' claim to represent the global South and complicated its decision-making. A bloc that now includes Iran and Saudi Arabia, which do not have diplomatic relations, alongside India and China, which fought a border war in 2020, faces a structural challenge in achieving the consensus required for meaningful joint action. The 2025 Rio Summit's mild outcomes are partly a product of this breadth. The practical recommendation is direct. Analysts should distinguish BRICS signaling from BRICS capability. The bloc's growth in membership and GDP share is real and consequential, but equating economic weight with strategic capacity overstates BRICS' current power. The test is not whether BRICS holds summits, it is whether it can coordinate on specific crises, enforce shared commitments, or build financial infrastructure that functions independently of Western systems. The practical recommendation is direct: track NDB and CIPS as the leading indicators of real institutional progress. The new development bank's lending volume and currency composition, and the expansion of China's CIPS payment system are more reliable indicators of genuine de-dollarization progress than summit declarations. If the NDB begins issuing a significant share of bonds in local currencies rather than dollars, or if CIPS transaction volumes approach SWIFT levels, that will mark a structural shift. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source-linked paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com